With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo author Mark Nepo has explored spirituality in several of his books. Most recently, he's written about community. Nepo says different cultures have different ways of coming together. He says one of his favorite traditions is that Native American elder councils always meet in a circle.
Not just for equity, because there's no head to the circle, but so that everyone has a direct view of the center. And I love that. And that's very helpful because it says, you know what, no one view is enough.
Mark Nepo will speak Thursday night, February 21st at Western Michigan University. His address, sponsored by the University Center for the Humanities, is called More Together Than Alone, The Power and Spirit of Community. More Together Than Alone is also the title of Nepo's most recent book. Let's start with the title. What does it mean?
The title More Together Than Alone is all the different spiritual traditions speak about this differently, you know, and that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In the Christian tradition, you know, it's where two or more are gathered. In the Jewish tradition, it's spoken about differently. But this sense that we really need each other to be all of who we are and even more together.
Do we have maybe a different sense of that as Americans because we've got this tradition of the individual who ventures out and forges their way in the world to create the life that they want for themselves?
Yeah, definitely. And let me speak to that. Let me just say as a backdrop that this book is a culmination of 13 years of work. And, you know, any author, when you start it, you think, oh, maybe I'll finish it next year. And you're strapped to it for life. But, you know, I was really have been not obsessed is too hard a word, but just so immersed in wanting to understand the lineage of care and interdependence throughout time and across cultures.
Nepo says the West has a tradition of self-reliance. He says that can create selfishness. Nepo says in African nations, there is more reliance on community and shared responsibility. But he says that can also go too far.
You know, we can give ourselves away in a second to belong and to feel accepted. So we, I think, need to struggle to learn and weave the best gifts of all cultures.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you just raised. The desire to belong is also a pretty basic human need. And is there perhaps a risk that we do run of, in wanting to belong, we go along with ideas that perhaps run counter to our own true principles?
Absolutely. So to back up a bit, there is a very natural progression and interface, every human being and every time, of being alone and being together, of a rhythm between solitude and community. And, you know, I often like to invoke the metaphor of whales and dolphins, because even those mammoth, magnificent creatures, while they spend so much time in the deep, alone, in their solitude, under the surface, they have to break surface. They have to come into the world to breathe, and then they have to go back under.
Nepo says he learned about the value of community 30 years ago as he was being treated for a rare form of lymphoma.
It became really clear you don't interview ambulance drivers. You take the first one that comes along. And if I'm alone and lonely, which most of us are at times, I got to reach out and say hello. I don't need to interview, is this person going to be a good friend? Well, let's say hello and find out. We just have to kind of break our own bubble.
How much did your cancer diagnosis and your treatment and everything you went through teach you about the value of community?
Oh, a lot. And I think more than I could articulate till later. You know, I think actually that might have been the first real experience of community that helped save my life is, you know, because all of a sudden you're in waiting rooms, treatment rooms, you know, wellness groups, and you're next to people and you just all of a sudden, you know, I found myself saying, hi, how you doing? Not good. How are you? I'm afraid. Me too. And, you know, so all the protocols and etiquette and all the steps we're taught to take, they were all out the window. And, you know, some of the people I was closest to during that time of life, I don't even know their last names or what they did or where they lived, because we were on the same raft trying to make it to tomorrow. And so I think that led me years later to say, well, there have to be patterns and histories and other cultures and times, lessons and teachings about how we've done this, how we are more together than alone.
Mark Nepo's most recent book is called More Together Than Alone. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Mark Nepo will speak at Western Michigan University Thursday night, February 21st at 7 o'clock in Knaus Hall. More information can be found at WMUK.org. You can also hear an extended interview with Mark Nepo at our website, through the WMUK app, and through WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.